charge here. That's what the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 179.
Woo!
I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and that is Jamie from Light FM in New York. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Who are you again?
I know, right?
It's been a, oh God, I want to say a month.
I think about 3-4 weeks.
This is what happens when COVID-19 shuts down Hollywood and shuts down Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, all of Georgia. And so nobody is shooting TV shows and movies and whatnot. So, but we are back. I've been doing episodes of The Brooklyn Boys because we always have something to talk about. Yeah. But The Walking Dead has been on hiatus. However, a bombshell of information has hit us. Comic-Con was this past weekend.
Yeah, at home. I mean, took me days to go through all the panels.
Yeah, Jamie sat through it all so that I and you guys don't have to.
I enjoyed it, though. It was exciting.
Good. I watched none of it because I knew Jamie would recap it, and it's much easier to do that. And we didn't have to fly to San Diego to go to Comic-Con this year in San Diego, which was nice. I wonder if next year, if this is all gone, if they will do some kind of combo where you have to get tickets. And then maybe you can buy access to watch the online versions of everything. Or there'll be special online only because, listen, the whole world can't fly to San Diego. Not everybody can get tickets. So it'd be nice if there was an online component to it. So you will share that with us. So let me tell you what I know so far. That is, The Walking Dead finale will be October 4th, officially. They had talked about it coming out, July, August. And now it's going to be around when season 11 would have premiered.
Yep.
And they're going to use that to kick off The Walking Dead World Beyond. So The Walking Dead on October 4th at 9 o'clock, World Beyond at 10 o'clock. That's allowable. And then we will see Talking Dead after it at 11, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
No, World Beyond. We like The Walking Dead shows.
Chris Hardwick said they're kind of going to do like a super Talking Dead extravaganza, kind of combining both shows. And he said it's going to be at 11 p.m. that night.
Right. And then the following week, you've got Fear the Walking Dead season 6 premiere. That's on October 11th at 9 o'clock. Correct me if I'm wrong, but World Beyond will shift to Mondays at that point? Or does
they
it stay?
They didn't say. It sounded like it was going to stay Sundays at 10. But then that would stink if Talking Dead is,
at 11.
At 11, I'll be in bed. But
I'm going to throw out the first don't tweet me at this point for this episode, because we should have looked it up, but we will have looked it up.
Yeah, we will
by
have.
By the time you hear this, so I apologize. But look on the bright side, we forced you guys to look it up and show a little initiative.
Yeah.
Which we forgot to do. Lots of new trailers. There's a new trailer for The Walking Dead. It's the first few minutes of the episode.
Holy
and
shit, that's what
extra,
I have to say.
There's some extra footage that wasn't in what we saw after episode 15 and what's been on YouTube. There's a shot of the outside of the hospital and the walker herd. Yeah, go ahead, say it.
Holy shit.
Yes. The walker herd is massive. And I don't mean it's large. I mean, it looks like it goes on forever.
It's like thousands.
Yeah. I'm thinking like maybe 500,000.
It's
endless.
It's huge.
However they get out of it, I imagine the only way they got out of it was the way they get out of it.
You'd have to jump on a plane and get over it. I don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't. Because
if the entire Commonwealth shows up, 50,000 people, you got a shot.
Maybe.
Or maybe the person with the iron mask and the curved weapons kills them all by him or herself.
Yeah.
By the way, we did find out possibly if that's a him or her, which I'll talk about a little bit later on. The World Beyond dropped a new trailer.
Yep.
Jamie, did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
It's a lot of kids and a couple of adults.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's like the Goonies or... It's going to be great, but the special effects
look
good.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like they spent money. It looks like they spent money. Plus, it's all we have. Well, that and Fear, we have the two shows that will take us to season... Well, here's the thing. Sometime in 2021, The Walking Dead announced, there will be 6 bonus episodes for season 10.
And I was wondering, when Angela King said that, like, did they film these already?
Or... No. No, that's why they're 2021.
Okay, because I was like, wow, six extra episodes. Pretty right. crazy.
So originally I thought, oh, these are the first six episodes of season 11, and then they'll just give us season 11 shortened. Then I thought, maybe they're season 11 episodes, but then they'll extend season 11, and they'll count these as season 10. Oh, no. Au contraire. No. According to sources, they are going to be additional episodes for season 10. Now, they may be standalone. They may be, well, we'll talk about what they may be, because there's an article that I know you read from theinsider.com that lists some possibilities. But for example, it might show what Maggie's been doing for the past year.
Yeah, because we haven't seen
like
any
a standalone,
of her journey,
like just
really.
Her and the Commonwealth, where you wouldn't need the
yeah,
whole
like
cast.
A bottle episode.
Yeah, but it would just be Lauren Cohan and all the new characters. Yeah. So you wouldn't need to involve everyone from The Walking Dead. It would just be about her.
Which would be an easier way to film with everything that's going on right,
right.
now.
Right. So these could be like, you know, there could be a another Negan backstory episode, possibly.
Yes.
So there you go. There's also a new Fear the Walking Dead trailer. We've already seen in previous ones that cast is split up. They're living with the settlers, you know, Ginny's group, but in different camps. And they say it's going to be very dark. Now, we already saw in the trailer, we talked about this, how, first of all, everything's dark, but yes. how it's going to be scarier, more horror film-like, and not quite as cheery.
Lenny James actually said, it's going so dark, there will be almost too much fear in Fear the Walking Dead. And he goes, I've been in this world a long time, and he goes, for me to say it's dark, he goes, it's dark.
Yeah. Ginny, in the trailer, calls a bounty hunter to find Morgan Jones. Now, when the season 5 season ended, Morgan was left to die on the steps of a church with walkers closing in. None of us believed he was dead, but in the trailer, it clearly looks like he's alive. She thinks he's alive. Well, actually, she says to the hunter, I don't know if he's alive or dead, but, you know, I want his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, oh.
And so my assumption is, at some point, Ginny or her people go back to get Morgan's body, and it's not there, but he could have technically turned into a walker and left the area. So that's why she doesn't know if he's alive or dead.
Did you see in the trailer there was a guy laying on the ground that looked like Morgan with red eyes?
Well, that's Morgan.
It is. Ian Goldberg confirmed it, and they said right. something definitely happened to him, and those are his eyes. And I'm thinking, oh, God, that is not good. That's not a good
right.
look. I'm
but
scared.
I believe he could have been tear gassed.
You know what? I hope that's what it is, because I yeah. saw his eyes, and I'm like, oh, God.
Right. Well, I think I read something where they insinuated at some point maybe there's a gassing. Where people's eyes burn.
Oh, so I'll take that. Okay.
I think that's what okay. it might be. Now, the question is Morgan alive? Now, we know Morgan can't keep a secret. Lenny
no, he
James
can.
Cannot. And he was asked by Chris Hardwick during a Comic-Con panel, which I'm sure you watched, what Rick Grimes would think of season 6. And Lenny James said, I think he would be happy to see his friend alive.
Yep. I when I watch, I'm like, no, Lenny.
Now, he didn't say he'd be happy to see his friend alive, even though I'm not. So yeah. we have to assume that he's alive.
I think he is.
Teased by the creators of the show, we will see Dwight and Sherry together in season 6. There will be numerous time jumps.
Yes, that's what Scott said.
Feeling like, I think one of the time jumps is to show how long they've been living with Ginny.
Okay.
Like they may be there 6 months, 8 months, a year, living separated.
Wow.
Giving them a chance to bond, get closer, whatever. For Lenny James, maybe to rally some people together to go after them. Also, keep in mind, it's about 8 years behind The Walking Dead. So time jumps would help them catch up.
Yeah.
So that CRM events would make more sense in the world of The Walking Dead. And the possibility of them crossing back over would be more likely, because right now they're 8 years behind. And for the past 8 years, they have not shown up on The Walking Dead.
That would be a
so
wild
bringing them closer,
thing.
Yeah, well, you know, if eventually Lenny James decides, hey, let's go to where my friends are, there you go.
Yeah.
We did talk about how it'll be 16 little movies that connect to each other, but they will be standalone episodes, not necessarily bottle episodes, but they're not going to be cliffhangers every week. We talked about that. The 6 episodes that I mentioned are not going to air in October, but they will air early next year. But that means season 11 will not be airing until next October.
Yeah, their timeline's
so,
off now.
Yeah, so what that might mean is if the finale is this year on October 4th, and those 6 episodes are standalone bonus episodes, that means the cliffhanger which they said it's going to end in a cliffhanger of the finale, will be a full year before we see it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jamie didn't do the math.
Oh, because that reminds me of like when the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, and we had to wait forever.
Right,
it seemed
but
like.
That was,
we were
that was
making
April,
charts and graphs.
That was, right, that was April to October. This is October.
This is worse.
Right. This is October to October.
Oh, man, this is worse.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the extra episodes, Jamie, I know you read an article in Insider.com that had some suggestions you mentioned to me, but what were they?
One of them was Connie's been missing for most of season 10 after the cave-in, so they were talking about maybe it would be cool to see this season from her perspective, like what has she gone through in order to survive, because we haven't seen her. We don't know how...
Oh, like a cave episode.
Yeah, like a cave episode, how she got by. Also, where is Oceanside? We barely saw Sydney this season.
Right.
So that would be interesting. And also, I really like this one. Maybe a point of view episode from Stephanie and, you know, Eugene's maybe soon-to-be girlfriend in her community.
Oh, so like what she looked like talking to him on the radio.
Yeah, like from her point of
and
view.
And what she was doing.
Yes, because we don't know anything about her, really. We don't know much.
Right, although we do know they officially announced her casting, which was the actress we talked about as the voice of the character. I think her name is Bingham.
Oh, okay.
And so her last name. Okay. I'll have that for you in a second. I'm looking it up. It's official, so we now know what Eugene's possible girlfriend is going to look like. Very pretty. No surprise
this is
that
exciting.
They weren't going to cast an unattractive
oh,
woman
yeah.
for the show. There's not that, you know, they're all, they seem to be getting better looking
they
as
are,
the show goes
they're
on.
They're all pretty.
It was like the TV show Survivor. The first season, everybody was just ugly and normal. And then,
and then
when it was
they
a
got
hit,
hot.
Everybody had to get hot. All the women got hot and they were all walking around in bikinis.
Sounds about right.
There was some big news about the Walking Dead comic book, correct?
Oh my gosh. So on the Robert Kirkman panel, I love him. He's so awkward and it's just great to watch. He talked about that all the Walking Dead comics are going to be released for the first time in color.
Nice.
Starting October 7th. And he said
Margot
every
Bingham.
Issue he's...
Oh, sorry, Margot Bingham.
Okay.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Okay. While people were screaming at their phones, Margot Bingham!
He said that every episode of the comics that he wrote, he did like plots and stuff, and he all did it in pencil with the same pencil that his dad gave him when he was in like seventh grade. It's like a mechanical pencil. And he said that this has been part of the cutting room floor. And so all these new color episodes on the back page will have a piece of the cutting room floor, which are a picture of his handwritten notes in pencil with sometimes he changes mind. The characters change. Some died that didn't and some lived that should, or, you know, so it's all the
little, like alternate deaths
and everything. So you'll see kind of where his brain was going, and it may be different than the actual comic that you're reading, but that's where his brain was going at that moment. And he made like little changes and stuff like that. So now we'll get to see behind the scenes with all that.
I heard that he referred to the cutting room floor was going to be a book he said he was going to put out with all of his notes.
Yeah.
Right. He said it's been the bane of his existence for the past 8 years that every panel he does, people ask, when is the cutting room floor coming out? So it'll be coming out in these new issues. Oh, what a great way to make money.
Oh, yeah.
You can reissue the 193 comics.
Yep. And then
in color.
And it's only one note per book, so you have to buy them all.
Yeah. Speaking of alternative deaths, in a recent interview, Kirkman said he originally was going to have Maggie kill Negan in the comics. So, it, like you saw on the TV show when she put the gun to his head
yes.
in the jail cell, he said, kill me. But his pathetic persona was why Maggie let him live, so he could live with the misery of his life.
Yes.
Kirkman said Negan was supposed to die in issue 174. And he's hinted at that before, but he never said exactly why. So Maggie was going to shoot him in the head for killing Glenn. Spoiler, Glenn's dead. Negan killed him.
Yeah.
So he sent the script to Charlie Adlard, who is the penciler for the show, for the comic. He's the artist. And Charlie sent him an email back. He said he was a bit unconvinced by Negan's death and thought a redemption story would have worked for him. He said Negan's fate was a cliche and he wanted to break the mold. So here's the letter. I find this fascinating.
Oh, this is interesting.
So Charlie said to Kirk in an email, there we go. He's gone. I know Negan wasn't going to last, so this issue came as no surprise. Unlike the Andrea saga, but it's still sad to see him go. Nicely done. Except... I'm a bit unconvinced by the way Maggie shoots him. Are you trying to say that this is some sort of id thing where deep down inside that's what she wants to do, even though she's being convinced she doesn't have to shoot him? It just feels a bit forced. As I said, the more I got to know Negan, especially over the last few years, the more I wished he'd stayed around till the end. I wish redemption would have worked for him. This is absolutely no criticism of you at all, but more a criticism of Western literature and entertainment, where because the majority of us find the death penalty, therefore an eye for eye adage, abhorrent, we carry it out in fantasy. In other words, people don't like to see, usually people don't like the death penalty.
Yeah.
And this way, we like to see the bad guy die in movies and in, you know, in fantasy, in books and whatnot. He said, hardly any Western villain gets away with not dying in the end. We, as an audience, always demand the ultimate punishment for our fantasy bad guys. It's a shame we didn't break the mold with Negan. The baddest of bad guys, but very far down the road to redemption and forgiveness, who pays the unusual ultimate price, death. Imagine if he lived, what we could say about our society. Sorry for my diatribe. It's something I've always felt about our entertainment industry for a while, and here seemed a good place to air it. Anyway, as you are, normal service has been resumed. Cheers, Charlie. So what he said was, oh, no, I love it that you're killing him. It's great, yeah. But I think it's terrible that you're killing him. You know? Here's why. I think you, Robert Kirkman, are an example of typical, standard, cliched bad guy dying. And you do what you want. Like, all good, my man. But here's what I would do. But that's just me. I mean, if I wanted to be revolutionary and change culture, I'd let him live. But you go on. You do your thing. You go ahead and kill him. I'm just a penciler. What do I know? I'm not the writer or anything. Like, you're the guy with the successful comic book. Go ahead and kill him like you kill everybody else. No one's expecting you to kill Negan. Right? Couldn't be more passive aggressive.
So funny.
So Kirkman said that Charlie's impassioned and thoughtful email about the state of villainy in Western culture really moved me. Taking Negan from the vilest villain to actually being reformed was a powerful message. It made the story better. You know, that is right here. Charlie is a great collaborator. So I immediately knuckled down and rewrote the last six pages of the issue, and we ended up with a much more poignant and thoughtful ending that I'm far more proud of than what I'd originally done. Now, the interesting thing here is, after this, Negan wasn't in the comics anymore until the finale, because he had already written the stories without him.
Oh, geez.
And so that's why he wrote the book Negan Lives, yeah, which was out last month, because he wanted to tell the story. But Negan pretty much disappeared after that issue.
Interesting.
So, yes.
Wow.
Now, I teased before that we might have some information on the metal masked character.
Yes. So in the Comic-Con panel, I think it was with Chris Hardwick, Ross Marquand, it was his scene.
Marquand.
It was his scene with Alden where they were in the woods and everybody's going around them. And then you see this kind of ninja masked character with these metal weapons. And you're like, what the hell? This person looks like they could gut you. And basically Ross Marquand said it was so exciting and so scary at the same time. It was like something out of a horror movie.
Right. And then I read, he said, oh, and it's definitely a guy, but that's all I can say.
Oh, I didn't see him say that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of slipped that in. So now, is that him lying or like in misdirection, or is it a guy? And if it's a guy, we're still back to, is it Heath? Is it the guy from the Commonwealth who had similar weapons that we talked about a couple episodes ago? But they're saying it's not a woman, so it's not Connie. It's not Maggie.
Yeah, no.
It's not Pete Wentz, though, because Pete Wentz has the same skinny legs. But it's not Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Whoever it is terrifying. I, like, kept watching that trail. I'm like, oh, my God, this he can slice your guts out.
Speaking of mysteries, I do want to give a warning to you guys and ask you and remind you and ask you a favor. So our listener Marcus read too much into a tweet by at The Walking Dead on Twitter.
Uh-oh. I saw part of this.
Now, Marcus was very upset because they gave away a spoiler, right? They just gave away something.
Yeah.
And he said to me, I'm so mad at them. They just blurted it out. So I said, Marcus, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Don't tweet me. Please just leave it.
I saw your tweet. You're like, I'm not looking.
Right. And then another one of our followers, she wrote back something that was, it was Michelle Watson. She wrote back, I agree. I didn't know blank, right?
Oh.
Now, she didn't give it away, but she gave away that the spoiler was telling you who somebody was. Oh. And it's, right? Now, it may or may not be the metal person, the metal mask person. I don't know, but I immediately tweeted both of them and said, no. No more clues. No more, oh, I didn't know that person dies, or whatever it is. Like, I didn't know that person is pregnant, or I didn't know that person's really an alien. Like, no. I don't want to know. Like, the whole point of I don't want to know is I don't want to know. And dropping, it's like, I think I talked about this on the Brooklyn Boys. If I've talked about it here, I apologize. But when movie reviewers will say, you'll be blown away by the surprise ending. You've ruined the movie for me. They always do that. They go, oh, you know, the movie was boring until the shocking ending.
Well,
don't tell me there's a shocking ending, because that's, you're ruining, I'm sitting there the whole movie saying, well, whatever I think's going to happen isn't, and I'm going to be, so you're waiting for the shock? That's terrible. Don't do that. Well, so don't tweet me and go, I saw the spoiler Marcus was talking about, and I can't believe blah, blah, blah either.
I didn't want to read into it either, because I'm like, no, I don't want to know all these things.
Yeah, I don't want to, listen, if it's common knowledge, like if they go on Comic-Con panels and they say, you know, if Ross Mark Wall says that the person in the mask is a guy, that's out there for public consumption.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that big a deal. It doesn't really tell you who it is. But when you get a spoiler from a reliable source and they're like, oh, here's a shock. You know, you know what? I can wait until October. You don't need to tease me to get me to watch the show. Yeah. If I'm following you on Twitter, I'm probably a fan.
Yeah.
Right? Now I'm pissed. Well, I'm not pissed, but I would have been pissed. Marcus is pissed.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. I would imagine that other people are pissed too, like Michelle Watson, who, by the way, is Shelley Here I Am. I wonder who Shelley is.
I don't know.
But she's letting Shelley know where she is.
Okay.
So, Michelle, thank you for not completely spoiling whatever they said. But what she said now makes me think, well, okay. So, in other words, what she tweeted me was something like, I can't believe they told us about the egg, right? The secret of the egg. Well, of course, now all I want to know is what they told you about the egg. I'm going to be thinking about what's the egg? Who's the egg? Obviously, it's not the egg.
Yeah.
So if you happen to follow The Walking Dead, it's been about a week. You probably would have seen it. But if you're someone who goes on Twitter every 2 weeks, and you're like, oh, I'm going to go check out what The Walking Dead's tweeting.
Don't scroll back.
Don't scroll back. It was July 25th. So don't go looking at July 25th. That's my advice to you. That's what you're like, what did David do for me today? That's what I did for you.
That's what you did.
How about that? All right. The Emmy noms were announced.
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay. I will say The Watchmen.
Yes.
Watchmen got a ton of Emmy nominations. The Watchmen is fantastic. I've said this before. It's based on an unbelievable, groundbreaking series of comic books that were turned into a graphic novel. And the show was fantastic. And the funny thing about the show, and this isn't giving anything away if you haven't seen it yet, it's an HBO show, so you can go watch it on HBO. The thing that's funny about it, coincidental, I guess, is that in the TV show, people are killing off law enforcement officers, police officers. And so anyone in law enforcement has to protect their identity because the bad people in the show found out where they all lived and went to their homes and killed them.
Uh-oh.
This happens right away. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
And so they all wear face masks. And if you watch it now, it sort of looks like how we all look, hopefully all of us look, when we go out now because of the pandemic.
Interesting.
Especially the lead character. She wears a mask similar to the ones we're all wearing. And so, yeah, that's all. People are making note of that now. The Mandalorian got 15 Emmy nominations. Season 2 is coming out very soon. I believe in the beginning of the fall. That show's fantastic.
I know you love that one.
Guess how many Emmy nominations The Walking Dead got for amazing performances. Now they judged it on June 1st, 2019 to May 31st, 2020. Right? So about a year. Danai Gurira's amazing performances, Melissa McBride, lead actresses, the two of them, Samantha Morton as a guest role on a show for her role as Alpha. How great was she as Alpha?
She was sick. I don't know how she didn't even get a nomination.
Well, okay, jumping ahead to the punchline. No nominations for The Walking Dead again. None.
I don't get it.
People. What is the Academy not watching? I know they love Netflix. I get that. But The Walking Dead's on Netflix.
Yeah.
They could have watched. Now, I don't know if those episodes are on Netflix. It doesn't matter. Don't tweet me. But come on. Even for special effects and makeup, you got to give them something.
I know. I was really bummed out.
I'm happy for The Watchmen. By the way, Watchmen may not have a second season.
Really?
There's a good chance they're done. Yeah, so it's based on the comics, and it kind of wraps up where the comics wrapped up, sort of. And the writer of the show said, well, if I get a brainstorm for an idea, I'll consider it. But right now, I think I'm happy with what I did.
Wow.
And I'm good. I'm good. It all was great. I'm glad you loved it. I'm good. Now, I don't know if that means he's hoping HBO with these nominations and the ratings and the reviews, that he's hoping for a windfall, or landfill piles of money to do another season. But right now, he's like, I'm good. So I hope he'll get talked into another season. You have some information on Jeffrey Dean Morgan you want to share with us?
Yes. Jamie? So JDM on the... Well, by the way, JDM was in the original Watchmen, the movie. So if you ever want to watch
that... Yes, he was.
He was.
That's a very good point. He played the comedian.
Yes.
Now, the movie, which came out early 2000s...
It was a while ago, yeah.
Right. Is based on the comics. But they made some major changes in the show. And they gave some of the heroes superpowers. Whereas in the comics, only one of them has powers. The rest are all costume vigilantes.
Yeah.
So they did change that. Zack Snyder, I believe, from Justice League fame, did Watchmen. If you love the comics, you'll enjoy the movie because you got to see some things that you like were waiting forever to see. But it's not 100% true to the comics, but it was still good. It got mixed reviews. But Jeffrey Dean Morgan does play the comedian. And if you want to see him as a superhero, it's worth watching. I would watch it.
I saw
and,
it.
Oh, yeah. I do have a Jeffrey Dean Morgan story about superheroes coming up later in the podcast.
Before we get to
what you're going to tell us, Jamie, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to hear about Jeffrey Dean Morgan and who he thinks he's going to be friends with in season 11. We'll be back after this. Okay. All right, so tell me and everyone else who Negan thinks he's going to be friends with in the future.
So when I was watching the panel, I'm like, I can't believe he just said this. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan thinks that he, as Negan, could form a friendship and a bond with who will be 8-year-old little Herschel, the son of Glenn and Maggie.
No.
Yeah. And Angela.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No. No, I know he in the comics he's friends with Glenn, and he's friends with Judith now because you know Carl's dead. Spoiler, but another kid.
And Glenn's kid, because Angela King said, you know, he killed her husband, burned her house down, you know,
right.
Did all this horrible stuff.
Right. He was part of burning down Hilltop. Right.
Yeah. And it's going to be a really interesting dynamic how they're going to have to occupy the same space. But Negan has a soft spot for the younger generation, Jeffrey said. And he said, we've seen that numerous times, you know, with Carl and Judith and everybody.
But speaking of soft spot, Glenn's head.
Well, that's also true. But he predicts, you know, he kind of predicts that there may be a friendship between the two of them, which is going to be hard to believe.
But Maggie has to not want to kill him for that to happen.
That is true.
And forgive him. keep in mind, when Maggie comes back, she's not going to know that Negan saved Daryl. She's not going to know Negan saved Judith in the snowstorm. She's not going to know Negan saved Aaron.
Nope.
Right? She's not going to know right away that Negan killed Alpha because she doesn't even really know who Alpha is.
She's just going to come back and be like, this guy in jail, he's what? What the fuck? He's loose?
Right. I left here.
And he's loose?
Well, listen, she left 8 years ago, right?
So crazy to think that because that's how old Herschel is, 8.
Right. I mean, she left.
Will be.
Well, so she left 7 years ago because it was after she was pregnant, right? That was when Negan did the thing. And then,
oh yeah, we did see him with her with the baby. Yes.
Right. So the kid was born. So there was a year and a half time jump after Rick left. And then, so she's gone 6 years.
Yep.
Right. The time jump after Rick left. to when we see Judith in the Woods was 6 years. And they were like, oh yeah, Maggie left. So in 6 years of him being in jail, she knows nothing about what he's done to redeem himself. And I, you know what? I'm sorry, Maggie. You left. You left the people that counted on you for 6 years. And while you were gone, Tara was killed.
Enid.
Enid's dead. Yeah, you're right. All your friends are dead because you left. Yeah. You put Jesus in charge. He's dead.
He's dead.
So
it should be interesting.
Right. What have we learned, though? Don't be in charge of Hilltop.
Don't.
Yeah. So all right. So little Herschel and Negan.
Yeah, and Lauren Cohan on the panel said she's excited to meet who's going to play Herschel because they haven't cast him yet. So that should be interesting.
They haven't cast him?
No, not yet.
Oh, they haven't cast him because he's 8 years old. The 8-year-old,
yes.
Right.
And okay. She also said she's looking forward to her son meeting Judith and what their relationship's going to be.
Give me your favorite points from Comic-Con.
Let's see. Let me go in my notes here.
It doesn't count in radio unless you ruffle the papers.
It's on my iPad. I'm scrolling.
Well, ruffle the iPad.
Okay.
You said papers.
You have to
tap it. You have to like make noise.
Well, also another interesting thing from the Robert Kirkman panel. He's been working on an Amazon Prime show that's going to be a new cartoon called Invincible. And
his other comic.
And all the voices. It's going to be Ross Marquand, Michael Cudlitz, Sonequa Martin-Green, Lenny James, Lauren Cohan, and Chad Coleman. And that's going to be a big project they're all working on. And then, like you said, spoiler kind of, Greg Nicotero said the last 5 minutes of the season finale are going to make the show next level, that we're not even going to believe what we're seeing, that just you wait.
Wait a minute, are we talking about Invincible?
No, now I'm talking about what Greg Nicotero said about...
Oh, okay, because you were continuing from the...
I got excited, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah. And we all know what happens when you get excited.
Tenant Daryl Dixon,
yeah.
But I thought, all I can think about is the last 5 minutes of the show, because Greg said it's going to be so crazy that the show is going to go next level.
All right. Well, listen, we're all looking forward to it.
Yes.
It's not like they have to convince us to watch.
No, I mean, no, definitely not.
All right. So what else did you take away from your many, many hours?
Angela King said Father Gabriel is going to have huge things going on during this new season.
The new season or the finale?
Or the finale. The finale, I guess she was talking about. Yeah. And
yeah, because he may not make the next season. So we don't know that yet.
Yeah. They were kind of talking about how he has a huge leadership role now, and he's embraced his inner voice of God. And he's kind of just going ham. And that's when he stabbed that guy like 48 times. And like he's going off the rails. And then...
Oh, Dante.
No, Father Gabriel. Oh, yes, Dante. No, yes, Dante. Yes.
Play along, Jamie. You should listen to this podcast.
I'm thinking of Al Dante in my head. Because you put it there.
Oh. Yes. You remember when Father Gabriel killed Father Gabriel.
Yeah, I know, right? No. Yeah. So it should be a really interesting season. And actually, this was interesting. Lauren Cohan talked about she's going to be interested in directing an episode in a season to come. So she's very excited about that. And then Lenny James in Fear the Walking Dead had his directing debut for season 6. And he said he's never been more nervous than in his entire life. But he goes, and maybe the only one I ever do, I was scared to death. He goes, but it was such a thrill for him and he loved it so much. So I think that's really interesting that a lot of our characters, our actors are coming to the directing side. And Cudlitz is directing some of The World Beyond, actually, which is really cool.
Oh, so they're getting him on all the shows.
They're getting him on all the shows. He's making all the rounds. So it's very cool. And for The World Beyond, Scott Gimple said one of the main focuses is going to be the helicopter people. And he goes, that's not me being coy. That's me blatantly telling you. Because normally he always dances around the questions. So we're going to learn all about them, which I cannot wait to know about all that.
That'll be cool. Well, we still have till October.
Yes.
So you and I have to fill time between now and October with podcast information.
Yes, we do.
I feel like this episode we could have split up into a couple episodes. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Do you have anything else from the... You have anything else from the panels you want to hit us up with?
Well, I have a lot of information about The World Beyond if we want to dive into some of that.
You know what? I feel like maybe we save that for
should
next
episode.
Should
we save
episode.
It? Okay, we could save
it. We'll do a World Beyond. We'll do a little tease there. The World Beyond. Because there's a lot to digest from that.
It is a lot.
I don't
want
to do a 2-hour podcast today,
and it's,
if that's okay.
It's all new to us, so I'm still processing myself.
Okay, so process away. What else do you have from Comic-Con that you want to
hit? I do want to hit one more thing. Norman Reedus, my boy, he said there's going to be a huge badass Daryl Moment Dixon in the season 10 finale that's going to be bazooka-like, and it's going to...
Did you just say a badass Moment Dixon?
No, a badass Daryl Dixon moment. Did I say did I say it wrong?
I think you did.
Oh, my God.
All right. I think you said a Daryl Moment Dixon.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what happens when I start talking about Norman, so.
I know.
So we said this moment at the end of the show is going to be bazooka-like, and it's to combat Beta and his walker horde. And he hints that, not really hints.
So in the episode No Way Out, he came out from behind the gas tank truck and he fired a bazooka at the little Dickie and what was it?
Little Timmy and the Dick Brigade.
The Dick Brigade, right. Right.
So there's going to be another scene like that. And he says that it's a standout scene, that he is going to team up with Negan for this. So that's going to be kind of fascinating.
That's cool. I heard in what you're talking about that Norman Reedus said Jeffrey Dean Morgan is literally right there at my feet when it happens.
Oh, my God.
So is he on the ground ducking for cover? Is Norman standing on Negan's shoulders? Like, what's going on in that scene that Negan's by his feet?
When he said, that's the key word, right by my feet, I was like, oh, I wonder how they're going to film this.
Does he shove a stick of dynamite in his butt and blow him up?
No. Beta? Oh, Beta.
Yeah, not Negan. No.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Angela King was saying, because now Alpha's gone and he was this is Beta I'm talking about. Now that Alpha's gone and he was a country music singer, he like feeds off crowds and fans. And they said he's almost making like this horde we saw in the clip for the finale. Like those are like his, almost like his fan base now, his people. Like he thrives off being around that energy. So I thought that was interesting. And he has, and they're mixed with whisperers
sort of like
too.
Sort of like the Grateful Dead fans, the Deadheads.
Yeah, I mean...
His fans are Deadheads.
Yep, and they... Well, literally.
That's where I'm going with that,
yeah.
Jenny.
And they called him like a Beta-Alpha hybrid, because remember, he has half her
face.
He's
got the Alpha mask.
He's
right.
So creepy now. Oh, he's so creepy. So
it'll be fun to watch him die, or not die, and then have to wait a year for him to maybe die.
Well, it was funny because one of the most asked questions to Norman Reedus was, would you like to have a rematch with Beta? And he goes, you guys have to like understand that when we film these scenes, like I'm really doing it. And he's like, I'm getting older now. And he goes, I had to take so much Excedrin. He goes, he's a big dude. And they're all like, Ryan Hurst is a teddy bear. We love him, but he's a big guy. And Norman was like, me as Norman, I don't think my body can take it. So he goes, I think I'm good. It's just kind of funny.
Good. I teased seeing Jeffrey Dean Morgan as a superhero in a new show. I'll give you those details, I promise, right after this. Okay. All right. So there's a show on Amazon Prime, which I think I've mentioned, called The Boys.
Oh, yeah. I've heard you mention that.
It's a superhero show. And it's sort of, if you can imagine the Justice League of America, because it's almost character for character, the Justice League of America, except they're all evil people who work for an evil corporation and they do everything for money and they kill people. And it's just, they're just the most awful, awful people. And it's what would the world be like if superheroes were not these do-gooders that they are. And so they're not, I mean, they're almost supervillains, but the world thinks they're heroes. Anyway, season one is fantastic. Season two is coming out in a week or two, approximately. Don't tweet me. It's coming out any day now on Amazon Prime. It's worth subscribing for. It's that good. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan tweeted to the creator of the show at The Boys TV, can't wait for season two. And then he talked about two of the people on the show. I'll go play with that gang anytime.
Ooh.
So he sort of wanted to see himself on the show. And he said, the real Kripke knows. Eric Kripke is the showrunner for The Boys. And he said, he tweeted back, thanks, J.D. Morgan, for spreading The Boys gospel. I'll make you a deal. Season three, I'll write it. And if you're available, come shoot it. Thanks for all the love, brother. We could see him as, I guess, a bad superhero.
Whoa.
On The Boys. By the way, The Boys is based on a comic book as well. And there are a lot of characters other than the main superheroes. Just like Justice League of America, they have Superman and Batman and the Flash. And, you know, Wonder Woman. But there's also Hawkman, Elongated Man, Black Lightning. There's peripheral people that come and go. So he could be one of those second and third tier heroes if he wants to be on the show.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, wow. How about that?
I love it. More JDM? I mean, who would complain?
I know you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't.
Certainly not me.
Exactly. Well, there's your snappy banter for the month. We now know what we're going to talk about next episode. So we'll probably be back 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We'll give you another episode. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. We need your help keeping it alive while we are looking for content. If you guys hear a great story from The Walking Dead that you think we don't know, feel free to tweet us and let us know. If it's something off of a major website that's common knowledge, you can tweet us, but we might know. I'm looking for the good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my neighbor bumped into Jeffrey Dean Morgan on a bus, and he told my friend,
whoa,
yada, yada, yada.
Whoa.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Okay. And you really you really did bump into Chris Hardwick on an airplane.
I did, actually.
That's
luckily,
a true story.
I already knew him, so it wasn't like, okay, who's the guy who's bothering me on the plane? I know the guy who's bothering me on the plane.
Yeah.
Which is completely different than not knowing who the guy is who's bothering you on the plane. By the way, our friend Trevor from Trev's Chan 2, one of my favorite The Walking Dead YouTube channels. He just reviewed episode 1 of The Boys because he's now watching that while there is no The Walking Dead.
Oh, interesting.
Also, he tweeted at me last week and said, hey, would love to come back on your podcast and do a recap maybe leading into the finale episode in October. So I said, yeah, sure, of course, absolutely. So maybe in September, we'll have Trevor on from Trev's Chan 2.
Oh, that would be fun.
And get his Canadian perspective.
I like that.
Of what's coming on in the finale.
Yeah.
How about that?
And
maybe at that point, we might be back in our actual recording studios at work. Although I still doubt it.
I think it's going to be a little bit past that.
I still think it's going to be, you know, depending on the vaccine situation, maybe November. Or at this point, they may just say, hey, let's try for January.
That's where I was thinking in my head, yeah.
Because we're off half of December anyway, usually, so. But anyway, we'll continue to do this from, I'm in my basement. Jamie, where are you now?
I'm in my room right now. And
what's the address for everybody?
No smoke detectors went off this time, thankfully, because the first time we broadcast from here, they went off.
That was tremendous. That was tremendous. All right, very good. All right, well, I think, let me check my watch. Yep, check my watch. I'm not wearing a watch, so that doesn't help. I do think it's time though.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this. Hey.
Is there no?
Are you delayed that much?
No, it doesn't sound like I am.
Okay, let's count to five.
One, two, three, four, five.
You're a little late.
Oh shoot! I just do it?
No,
I don't.
Well, just do it. I'll make it match. I'll make it match. Ready? It's time, Jamie.
What time is it? I'm so sorry. I'm the worst. Let's do it one more time.
I think I may leave this in.
One more time.
Jamie, it's time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.